With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It's probably snowing where you are. The reason we know that is because that about 24 to 26 states in the lower 48 are being affected or will be by a massive snowstorm that's working its way from the west to the east today. Thousands of flights have been canceled. Roads are hung up. Power outages began yesterday in the south, which is getting more ice. Roughly 140 million Americans under a winter storm warning from New Mexico all the way up to New England. It should end maybe late tonight. House Republicans hope to buck the historical trend this year and keep their majority in the 2026 midterms.
Over the past 80 years, the party of the sitting president has won midterm seats in the House only two times. Despite the historical record, House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain feels good about the GOP adding to its razor-thin majority.
We've defied the odds to this point, right? I'm an optimist by nature. And I think we're on the right side of things. We are on the right side of the policies.
McClain, who is a congresswoman from Michigan, was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he has agreed with the head of NATO on a framework for a future deal for Arctic security, potentially diffusing tensions that had far-reaching geopolitical implications surrounding Greenland. Here's economist Steve Moore.
Trump is making the case that this is really essential for not just U.S. national security, but the security of all of Europe and for NATO to have Greenland. And we'll see how this turns out.
Moore made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Toyota will recall about 162,000 pickup trucks in this country. The vehicle's multimedia displays could distract the driver. This is SRN News. Christian legal experts are hoping the Supreme Court will uphold state laws that ban males from playing on female sports teams. John Bursch of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, I think there are cultural, political, and legal headwinds all supporting this notion that it's just a lie that a man can become a woman. If we want a society that respects women and girls, we need to come to terms with that truth, and the sooner that we do, the better. ADF has been a leader in defending state laws that keep boys out of girls' sports. Experts are pointing out the ironic history of China's brutal one-child policy as the country's birth rate falls to record lows, alarming the Communist Party. The one-child policy was one of the harshest attempts at population control the world has ever seen, forcing abortions on women and sterilizing millions. It led to baby daughters being sold or even killed because parents wanted their only child to be male. The Communist government finally scrapped the policy in 2015. Experts say it might be too late. This is SRN News. Dozens of South Koreans detained in Cambodia for alleged involvement in online scams have been returned home to face criminal prosecution.
The arrival of the 73 on Friday is the largest group repatriation of Korean criminal suspects from abroad. South Korean officials said that the suspects scammed fellow Koreans out of $33 million. Cybercrime has flourished in Southeast Asia, particularly in Cambodia and Myanmar. Trafficked foreign nationals are employed to run romance and cryptocurrency scams. They're often recruited with false job offers and then forced to work in conditions of near slavery. Keith Peters, Washington.
American rock climber Alex Honnold has ascended the Taipei 101 skyscraper today without any ropes or protective equipment. Cheers erupted from a street-level crowd as he reached the top of the spire, which is 1,667 feet tall. This is SRN News.